Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
To celebrate or not to celebrate, that is the question. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig.
Hell yeah!
With you. An Elite Eight appearance for the Houston Cougars. If they just make it to the Elite Eight, to celebrate or not to celebrate, that is the question.
I don't think so. Different standard with these guys now, right?
What about a Final Four?
I think you're good. Because anything, you know, that's... The ultimate dream when you start is to make the Final Four. They hang banners for a Final Four, which is very unusual at first blush.
Yeah, you cut down the nets for making the Final Four.
You cut down the nets for Final Four. So that one, it would be hard to say, boy, what a letdown this season was, you know.
But they got to make the Final Four.
Got to make the Final Four.
That's the celebration.
Do you agree?
Yes, I do. I think you got to at least make the Final Four. And quite frankly, I think they could be very well at the point where with this core of players where – they don't cut down the nets at the end, they could look at it as a disappointment.
Yes.
I don't know how they'll do it. I'm sure they won't like look back in disgust, but I could easily see that. So Final Four for the Cougs is the celebration. Houston Astros, they begin tomorrow. Three-ish. We're going to be downtown at Tom's Watch Bar. Lopez is going to be drunk by 11.
Sure, why not?
The Houston Astros making it to the ALC, making it to the ALCS. To celebrate... or not to celebrate, that is the question.
Say we might have different opinions on
They've
this.
They've been to everyone since 2017.
Yeah, we might have different opinions on this. I actually would celebrate because I've just got, you know, you shouldn't just base everything on feelings, you know. Las Vegas was built on feelings, you know. I got a feeling it's going to hit. No, that's why we're building big hotels, because people have feelings and make dumb bets. But I have just this pit in my stomach, this feeling that the Astros are going to take a step back.
How big of a step back?
Not the ALCS.
But you're not talking like not winning the AL West,
right? No, they'll win.
The AL West,
they'll
right?
win 88 games or something, 86 games, you know. But I think they're going to take a step back. I think the odds are just against them. A lot of things have gone well for them, you know, just year after year after year. And that stuff tends to catch up, man.
Your favorite tradition in sports? The Silver Boot, the series between the Astros and the Rangers. Mm-hmm. Rangers won the World Series. Whoever wins the most games in the regular season gets the Silver Boot. Given the fact that the Rangers won the World Series last year, to celebrate or not to celebrate if the Astros win the Silver Boot this year?
I won't even notice. I won't even know. That's the most contrived thing in the history of this.
You don't think it picks up a little bit? I don't think any Astros fan has lost sleep over the Rangers winning the World Series. I think we all know that was kind of fluky, lightning in a bottle, and no one really cared. No matter how much there's like an attempt to make it something. And I thought it would be more than it was, quite frankly, when it happened.
Yeah.
I thought there would be more emotion. But I do kind of think that maybe the Silver Boot does get a little bit more fun. It's a season-long thing.
Who cares?
It gives you something to
Nobody
look
cares.
To in baseball, like with this regular season where it's always too early and all that. You don't look at the Silver Boot.
Well, here's how you judge those trophies. You know, whether it's whatever, college football, you know, old oaken bucket or something. You know, all those contrived things. If it really does matter to fans. Like those college things really do matter to fans. They want to win that rivalry trophy. Nobody gives a bleep if the Astros win the Silver Boot.
Well, they might now.
No.
Who won it last year?
I have no idea. I think the Astros won a little bit more. The Astros beat them in the regular season?
I have no idea.
There you go.
But I kind of want to get in on
the
Silver Boot.
You're going to be all about the Silver Boot.
I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued.
Figure you in on the silver boot?
Nah, I'm not.
Hell
man.
No.
Oh, cool baseball guys in the building.
Yeah.
Landry Locker and the It's Too Early baseball guys here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610.
It's not It's Too Early. It's meaningless.
It's about what matters at the end.
Exactly.
AFC championship appearance for the Houston Texans. It would be the first one in franchise history. To put it in perspective, though, every team in the division since 2017 has been in the AFC championship game, if I'm not mistaken. I know that going back to Andrew Luck, every team in the AFC South has been. We see teams go often. If the Texans make the AFC championship game, to celebrate or not to celebrate?
I think I'm in the minority here, too. I want more than that.
Oh, so it's Super Bowl or bust for you now?
No, I don't even know if they're. I mean, I'm not going to like say Super Bowl or bust. Or it won't be a disappointment if they make the AFC. It'll be quite the accomplishment. But the old, I'm old enough, you know, I'm old enough to remember the heartbreak of getting there, and not getting over the top. And if you get there again, I'm going to be happy. Hey, man, we're going to be having a hell of a week. We'll have a great week of radio if they make the AFC championship game. I just want more for the city. I just want, you know, get over the hump, you know?
Okay.
I get that I'm in the minority. I said that up front. I think most people would be doing backflips. And if they lose the AFC championship game, it'll be a lot of, man, what a season. This is unbelievable. Super Bowl next year. Well, we've done that. We've done that a lot in this city. Well, twice in this city. So I kind of personally just want to get over the hump.
But right? Ain't that getting over the hump?
It's getting over one hump for the organization, absolutely. And that's why I said we would have a great week. Everybody, this whole city would have a great week. But I'm talking about, like,
man,
for the city, there's been like, okay.
How do they lose?
What do you mean?
I mean, like, I think it would matter how they lose.
Yeah,
in the year-to-year league, man, like, it happens off. Like, the Jets went twice, bro.
Yeah, that's probably true.
The Jets went twice.
Mm-hmm. How would you feel? Because I get it, Figgy. Like,
man, you believe? I mean, it would be sick.
We'd be giddy.
It'd be sick.
We'd be giddy. But
I think you definitely should celebrate, but that means that's the end goal.
I'll put it this way. I would more celebrate. Like, if you told me that, like, the academy scale that I always talk about, mm-hmm. the academy sports and outdoor scale, I would be more likely to buy a division title hat, which I have,
mm-hmm.
than a AFC championship hat. I don't think it's that much of an accomplishment. I think winning mm-hmm. the division is more of something that you look back on and celebrate than, hey, we made it to the AFC championship game. That might seem weird.
Yeah.
But celebrating just getting there.
I think the first one is hat worthy.
No.
You don't think so?
No. AFC championship game?
Yeah, I think
there?
Hell no.
I would say no.
I'd rather have the division title. Like, the division title last year, I sold myself on it because it's like, okay, this could be the start. Like, this could be the first piece mm-hmm. of the best run in franchise history. So I felt like that kind of propelled it. But getting to an AFC championship game, nah. What'd that do for the Jags?
Nothing, but it's the first ever for the organization. So I'm kind of contradicting myself. I would be very happy.
So are you going to go first ever?
Giddy. I would be very much, you know, celebrating the accomplishment. But in terms of, like, fulfillment, get over that hump. You can lose the Super Bowl, man. That's fine. It happens. But get over that hump.
All right, Texans. April 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
New uniforms. To celebrate or not to celebrate, that is the question.
Biggie?
Let's go.
That was enthusiastic.
Let's go.
Yeah. I got to see him. I got to see how the public reacts, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got to see him. And mm-hmm. So you're telling me if they have really good uniforms, you're going to celebrate?
Well, I'll be happy. I'll be, you know.
What are you going to do? Buy you a customized?
I'm not a jersey guy. I might get a shirt. Like, I'm a big, like, long-sleeve T-shirt, you know, dry fit kind of stuff.
Get you a polo, man.
Maybe a polo. I don't mind polos. Yeah.
These long-sleeve T-shirts, dude, they're not doing it for you, man. Your fishing shirt or polo, come on.
Yeah.
Got to get you there.
Yeah. I look good in a dry fit.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Dog's birthday, to celebrate or not to celebrate? That's the question.
100%. We made a big deal about dog birthdays in our house. Gibson, man, he had some good birthdays. He had some great birthdays.
You know what? I got to confess something. Actually, I'll confess it when confessions come up.
Mm-hmm.
You
have to celebrate a dog's birthday. They know. They know it's special. I don't know if they know exactly what it is, but they know it's special, and it's about them.
Figgy, you celebrate dog's birthday?
Not really. I'm down for it, but my wife think it's weird, so I don't really do it. I might buy them like a little treat or something like that, but not like a full-blown party.
Oh, we did cake and everything.
Okay.
And
see, I want to do something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Gibson, because they get all excited. They see the candle and you're singing. They know something special's happening, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. Celebrate the dog's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What about you?
I'm not opposed. I mean, I'm not going to invite people over for it.
No,
it's a hokey family thing. No, we didn't do that.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be weird like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little crazy. Rockets getting in the NBA play-in tournament. They got to get to 10th. To celebrate or not to celebrate?
I think celebrate's a little strong.
I think that's an accomplishment, man. I don't like this 10 thing, though. I still think it should be 8. I don't like this.
Yeah. I think celebrate's a little strong. I wouldn't celebrate. But I would feel very much
like they've had a successful season, whether they get in or not.
I'd feel encouraged. I wouldn't be like, hey, they made, you know what I mean? But I'd feel encouraged about where they're going. Let me ask you a Rockets question real quick. Can Şengün and Jalen Green coexist?
I mean, I don't know. He's playing. I know that he had a couple of good games with Şengün before this happened, but he's taken his game to a different level without him.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
You know what's crazy, too? Landale's playing good.
Mm-hmm.
People wanted him out of town.
Yeah.
I mean, they wanted to ship his ass out.
Yep.
So, Şengün was the problem then, huh?
Well, I don't know about that.
I don't think he was the problem.
I'm wondering if they can coexist.
Sometimes it's just not a mix, man.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Landale, man.
Mm-hmm.
17, 6, 17, 12. Doing his thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe they can. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
To celebrate or not to celebrate, that's the question. During the commercial break, we got a new, what is that back there?
This thing here, let me get it for the YouTube.
Yeah, let me see that real quick. We got a little gift.
Hey, don't drop it, man.
Yeah, don't drop it. It's plastic.
Wow.
Hey, man.
Oh. All right, read that for the people.
See that that's on YouTube?
It, like you're struggling trying to hold that
you,
up, man.
Can you read that? So today was
it's a guitar.
Okay.
It's an acrylic guitar, and it says Odyssey Rockstar, which happens every quarter.
Yeah, they give awards.
Show it to the camera.
They give Rockstars.
They give a Rockstar award every quarter. Usually it's to an individual, right?
Yeah, I think Figgy got one last year.
Or a couple of people.
I think it was a different award. I didn't get an award like that.
Oh, you didn't get the Rockstar? Yeah.
Nah.
This is like a plaque.
Yeah.
And it says quarter one 2024. That's this quarter.
Okay. Who won? You won? Yeah, congrats.
No, I didn't. Well, I kind of.
You did some good work.
Maybe, kind of.
No, you did good work.
It says Rockstar.
Okay.
Sports Radio 610.
Okay. Sean Pendergast.
On air team.
The what?
Everybody got it.
Oh, so, okay.
It was a team effort. It was a group of, everybody at Sports Radio 610 is going to share this award.
Okay.
Yeah.
Celebrate or not to celebrate? That's the question.
Oh, I'm celebrating.
Okay.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
man. That's quite the accomplishment.
Congratulations.
There. Yeah. You going to celebrate?
Got a little bottle, a little something too.
I gave up my liquor. I got a little bottle of liquor. Yeah. I got a $50 gift card. Yeah.
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 $50 gift card.
There you go.
Look at that.
Biggie, you should take that shot, dude. Yeah. So celebrate or not to celebrate?
Hell yeah. Let's go. Yeah.
All right.
You?
There you go. I want you to pick someone.
You want to pick like an individual?
Yeah.
They did this before, though. They did it with the engineering team.
Yeah.
But it was just two guys.
That's the engineering team.
That was just two guys.
Yeah. I kind of feel like you look at the year, and I feel like you should pick someone.
Mm-hmm.
If it's Lopez, okay. If it's someone else, it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we should have picked someone.
Name names.
Yeah, pick someone.
What about just picking the show?
Well, you know, I don't know.
Figgy set that up great.
I don't know, man.
Figgy. I wonder what show they should have picked.
I just feel like you pick someone,
mm-hmm.
right?
I could see that. I think that's probably fair.
Who takes it home? Who takes home the trophy?
Nobody. It stays right here in the studio.
Oh, we just leave it here.
Yeah, just leave it here. We take the gift cards home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
You're a rock star.
Congrats to the Sports Radio 610 On Air team.
Hey now.
You won, baby.
You're a rock star.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Nickelback.
Yeah, no, it wasn't Nickelback.
I Want to Be a Rock Star?
No, Hey Now, You're a Rock Star?
Oh, that's Smash
That's
Mouth.
A different song.
Yeah.
But I Want to Be a Rock Star is Nickelback.
Yeah. Want to Be a Rock Star is Nickelback. I heard it the other day.
Steve from Smash Mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. Sports Radio 610, rock stars.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrate.
Congratulations all.
Congratulations all.
Who accepted the award on our behalf?
Oh, it should have been. If it's going to everybody, it's our program director, Parker.
Yeah, Parker. Mm-hmm. Now, I would have just given it to him.
Yeah.
I'd have been fine with that. Hey, Parker, you're a rock star.
Yeah.
You oversee this thing. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Give him everyone's $50 gift card.
Yeah, he could get wasted.
What do you think his drink of choice is, Parker's?
Parker? He looks like a beer guy.
What does that mean?
He's like a beer guy. Just one of the fellas. Just have a beer, man.
The hell's that mean? What's a beer guy look like?
I just told you. He looks like a beer guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does Figgy look like?
Figgy looks like he would have... Now, I know you're trying to set me up, but I'm not going to say it.
No, I'm just saying. Like, what is he? A Hennessy guy?
I knew you were going to say that.
What is he?
I bet you Figgy...
No, I bet he likes some malt liquor.
Race car!
I'm just saying, what does a beer guy look like?
He just looks like a regular fella, like one of the guys.
Okay.
He's a beer guy.
Okay.
Nothing fancy.
What do I look like?
Drink. You look like... hardcore whiskey.
Landry looked like a beer guy to me.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Landry hits that.
Like, give me the strongest...
I don't drink liquor.
You drink beer. Liquor.
When's the last time I drank liquor?
I don't know.
National Championship, I drank some espresso martinis.
Yeah?
I drink tequila.
That's a liquor.
Yeah, but that doesn't count.
Why does it not count?
Whiskey counts. Vodka counts. I only drink tequila.
Tequila doesn't count?
Doesn't count.
Tell that to everybody who's face down on the pavement.
That doesn't count.
I don't drink liquor. I just add tequila.
That's right.
Yeah, that's it.
That doesn't count. Figgy looks like...
Okay. He's going to say the complete opposite now.
No.
Figgy's just, you know, I would say, you know, craft...
No. I think he's like a vodka guy.
I am a vodka guy.
See you there?
Okay.
See you there?
There you go.
What do I look like? Mr. Race Car.
You?
Yeah.
You look tequila. Like that.
Race Car. Fancy ass wine. Some margaritas.
I'm not a margarita. I'll drink one, but they get too sweet after a while. After one.
You look like a flask guy.
No. Well, I've done my time with a flask. That's for sure. But no, I'm a vodka guy too. Or gin.
Lunchtime confessions coming up. The NFL could be making a really big decision involving one of the biggest weekly events that you watch. Confess next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.